Final segment of K-Man's In Focus this morning. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples. And today, we're going to be speaking with Ryan Courtright, who is with the Manhattan Fire Department. And Ryan, you got your hands full with a lot of things. And I know one of the things that we do like to talk about with you when we get you in here on a month is talk about some new building permits, because that's right down your alley.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me this morning, Dave.
Certainly.
It's been a busy September and October for us here in the office. We actually had double the amount of applications that we would normally see this time of year in September, and so we're still seeing that that trend going strong into the fall. We've actually, here in the city limits, we've added 25 new dwelling units here in the past 2 months. A big portion of those were some new duplexes that are going in out in the Lima Heights area. Canyon Creek is the name of that subdivision. Those are some duplexes that are going in for the Manhattan Housing Authority. So residential construction is staying pretty consistent, pretty strong throughout the year. We're not seeing as many new homes as we've seen in past years, but still getting a lot of applications and a lot of work going on. So year to date, we're actually, our valuation for total construction through the year, we're actually up over 50% from last year. A good portion of that's probably due to some of the school projects that we've permitted. But again, construction stayed pretty consistently strong throughout the year. So commercial-wise, we've got a couple of pretty exciting projects that are either under review or getting close to being permitted. First, I'd point out the parking garage down in Aggieville that's going south of the old Barney's building. That project's under review right now and should be getting kicked off here in the next few months. We've got an apartment complex that's going in out in the Grand Mirror area. Solheim at Grand Mirror is the name of that complex. It's two fairly large four-story apartment buildings and a clubhouse and pool. So neat project going on out there. Also got an application for a new urgent care facility out on McCall Road. That project's under review right now in the 400 block of McCall Road where that project will be located. I think some folks have probably heard we've got a Casey's coming to town. They've got a proposed building going in at 3rd and Fort Riley Boulevard, and we're wrapping up the review on that project. So a lot going on. We're staying busy. Some days more busy than we'd prefer to be, but that's a good sign and a good problem to have for our community. So like to see construction stay strong, and that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, I guess you could say that it is surprising, and obviously, you know, you said the school projects are a key factor in the valuation being double what we had in 2019, but that's all good news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there's some things here. You know, we're getting close to fall. And, you know, you look outside and we were visiting earlier this morning with Greg Eystone about leaves and all kinds of other things. Things are dry. And, you know, when the county puts out burning bans, you know, that's important stuff to take into consideration. And you don't want to create a scenario where, you know, that kind of refuse can be problematic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do, we run a few more calls this time of year for outdoor burning. We have some regulation in place that how you can have a recreational fire in your backyard. Those regulations can be accessed off our website, or you can give us a call here at the fire department and get into you. But our biggest concern is making sure that people aren't burning yard waste. They're keeping fire pits and outdoor fireplaces away from combustibles, away from property lines and structures so that that's even more important now because it's dry out, and we certainly don't want to have a large fire that originates from people just having a good time outside. So I want to encourage people to be cautious when doing that kind of thing. Also, we've got the holidays approaching. A lot of cooking is going to be going on here in the next couple of months, and just want to make sure everybody remembers to practice good kitchen safety. Don't leave food unattended on the grill. Frying turkeys, that kind of thing. Make sure you're doing that outside away from anything else that might be able to catch fire next to the appliance. So just want to make sure people are also practicing good safety around the house. This time of year is the best time to make sure you're changing out the smoke batteries in your smoke alarms in your house and testing those and making sure they're functioning so that they're going to work when you need them the most.
Yeah, that's an important thing. We always try to implement the battery change with the time change, don't we?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. So Fireplaces, this time of year, everybody starts kind of using those a lot more, obviously. You want to make sure that they flues get cleaned, they're maintained well, everything's in good operation, and making sure we're maintaining a kind of a kid-free safe zone around those, about 3 feet, keeping combustibles, furnishings, kids, that kind of thing, away from the openings of those fireplaces.
All right, Ryan. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you for all the good information that you provided us this morning on K-Man's In Focus. Ryan Courtwright with the Manhattan Fire Department.
Thanks, Dave.